This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live Saturday edition. You can join us here. Toll free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. We've had several different topics tonight, but the overarching discussion has been about the idea of gun control. In fact, not just gun control, but banning the personal possession of firearms. That is the proposal by Salon, and I don't know who the author was, at Salon.com. Mark, you had that story with us. That has led to a call from Pat in Wisconsin, who graciously held on through the news to continue.
Hollis Phelps is the author.
To continue the discussion with us here, because Pat had said that, you know, suggested maybe revising the Second Amendment. And I guess what I want to know, Pat, now that you've, you know, listened to the news, you had a few minutes to think about this. What would you like to see the Second Amendment say? What sort of revision would you propose if you were in charge of the U.S. government and you didn't have to go through the whole process of three-fourths of the Congress and all that and the states and the whole revision process or the amendment process? What would you do? What would you change it to?
Well, I guess there's a whole host of things that could be done, but just to keep it brief, there's a section in there, too, about quartering soldiers and so on, too.
When That's part of Amendment 3. Yep.
Right, so I think we could get rid of that, strike that out.
So you think that the U.S. military should be able to come into anyone's home anytime they want and sleep?
No, I don't think so. I think we should get rid of that.
But you think it's just archaic
for
no particular reason?
But wait, just to clarify, Amendment 3 is a prohibition on the soldiers coming into your home and camping out.
That's what I mean. There's a lot of let me backtrack. There's a lot of.
So what you're saying is you support Amendment 3.
No, I guess I do support Amendment 3. My point, I guess, is that there are some things in that amendment that are very archaic and very outdated, and it really...
Are you referring, when you say that amendment, are you referring to a Second Amendment now?
No, all of it, the whole thing, because I think...
You're talking about the whole Bill of Rights.
Not the Bill of Rights, particularly this Second Amendment. Article 3 is good. My point is that some of the...
No, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure we're clear, you know, communicating correctly here. When you were talking about quartering soldiers, that's the Third Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, part of the Bill of Rights. The whole right to bear arms, that's the Second Amendment. So
I understand that.
Third Amendment, but you don't support the Second Amendment in its current form. So what I was asking you is, how would you rewrite or what would you want the Second Amendment to actually say in regards to guns?
Well, I guess that it should not be infringed upon except, you know, for assault weapons and, you know, people who are convicted felons and et cetera, et cetera. And I think,
like a convicted felon that got convicted when they were 17 years old should never be able to get a gun, even when they're, you know, 20 years.
I guess, you know what, maybe some of that should be turned over to the states, because I don't think that because you're a convicted felon and you did something stupid when you were 17 and 18, that you should necessarily never vote again in your whole life either. So, it's a complicated issue.
It is complicated.
I absolutely
agree with you. Another complication is, what is an assault weapon? It's one of those things where I know it when I see it. Right? You can look at a gun and you're like, that's an assault weapon. But really what they are is, and oftentimes, plastic and black paint that differentiate a regular rifle from an assault rifle, as people will designate them. And it's kind of, you know, oftentimes the shape of them, but the receivers are the same, and that's the thing that makes it go boom, boom, boom. Receivers are the same, the ammunition's the same as other weapons, and just because mini rifles go quickly, like you can shoot quickly, and it's nice. If you're going to be shooting at a deer and you miss the first round, it's really awesome to be able to shoot at it again.
Being from Wisconsin, I know that if you keep doing that with a deer, you're going to have Swiss cheese and that carcass is going to be pretty worthless. So, you know,
well, you don't want to shoot it a whole bunch of times, but if you miss, you want to be able to shoot it again.
Some of these, I'm no gun expert, believe me, but I live in Wisconsin and deer hunting is a religion up here. So I know that that's not a suitable, that's not a suitable hunting weapon and what you're talking about. And that usually is used to kill a person. It might even be overkill to defend yourself.
So,
you are correct, though, because, you know, these weapons are going to change over time, and it's probably something you're going to have to go back and revisit over and over again.
So you want some guns to be more restricted than others, is that right?
Yes, exactly. Ones that are strictly used to kill people. You know,
so what about handguns? What about handguns?
You've opened up a whole another issue, a whole another can of worms, a whole another thing. That's another thing that would take hours.
But we definitely don't have time for that. But thank you, Pat, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Because, again, you know, guns kill people when they're in the hands of people who want to kill people. Otherwise, guns can save lives, as we discussed earlier. And, you know, how many lives are worth saving if it's hard to ask this question. If you prohibit guns and law-abiding people can't have them, that will likely increase the violence against people that will be successful. So how many lives are you willing to sacrifice in order to supposedly save lives?
Right. What you're going to do if you ban assault weapons, specifically rifles or whatever, you come up with this magic law that really does it. You will probably diminish, and I'm willing to concede this, you will probably diminish mass shootings. However, mass shootings are a very small percentage of the murders and violent crimes in this country. And I would point out that Great Britain, who has outlawed guns for many years, has more violent crimes than the U.S. Because, it's just some conjecture. We don't know. It's really difficult to say. But I would say that since a little old lady can protect herself with a gun here in the United States, but in Great Britain,
some places in
she can't. Well, some places in the United States, that's true.
In New Hampshire, she could do it pretty well.
Yeah, sure. And that's another point is this. Let's look at Vermont. Crime rate is incredibly low in Vermont, and they are one of the most gun freedom places in the United States.
All right, let's go to.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Dan, he's in Indiana, listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Dan. Hey.
I wanted to hear something else out.
Yes.
The green movement, the ecology people, you know, the populations destroying the earth. Those are a lot, in my opinion, those are a lot of the same people that are for gun control. And I would almost think it's because they want to limit our population. They're, you know, I mean, it's maybe it's a tinfoil hat thing, but I just kind of, I remember Ted Turner saying at one point that ideally we'd have 250 million people in the world, you know, eliminating 95% of the world population.
Wow.
I mean, if we disarm our people and their targets, well, so be it. I mean, that's just the way it seems to me.
It does seem odd that many of the people that would want to manage the, you know, people's ability to give birth or whatever it is that they want to do, many of those same people want to manage people's ability to have access to guns. And it's funny, if they think that guns are dangerous, that they would want to manage access to them since they want fewer people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it flies.
Yeah,
I don't think that flies as a conspiracy theory. I mean, having known people, many people on the left, if you will, and I'm certainly not on the right. I'm a libertarian. I'm a voluntarist. I love freedom. But having known folks in the Green Party when I was in the Libertarian Party down in Florida, I mean, these people are genuine in their fear of guns. I don't think it is part of some sort of grand plot. You know, maybe people like Ted Turner have some sort of machinations like that. But I think the average Green Party member just wants to, you know, have their way, just like the Republicans want to have their way. And everybody wants to get in control of this government so they can force their way on everybody else. And that usually leads to some real bad things happening where folks don't ever get along with one another. Because the government is ultimately this tool of violence that continually changes hands over time. And one political group gains favor. They use the guns of government to oppress another political group.
It's worth pointing out, and I tend to think it's not going to happen in the United States, but it's worth pointing out that in the 20th century, generally before they did huge culling of human beings that killed a lot of people, they disarmed them first.
Yeah, that's true.
Oftentimes they were done in countries where they didn't have the money to buy the guns in the first place, but they did disarm people before they did the killing.
Dan, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Basically what I wanted to add to the conversation.
Thanks, dude.
I
appreciate it. Let's talk to Craig in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Craig.
Yes, I just wanted to add a couple things to what the lady was talking about earlier. Having
yes.
served in the military, I'm well aware of bureaucracy in this country. And the way I see it and the way it's been explained to me before, it makes perfect sense. If you start limiting or adding gun laws in this country, say, magazine size, say you want to ban pistols. Most of us know that you give the government an inch, it'll take a mile. You'll never get that mile back, let alone an inch. So,
yep, that's absolutely true. I know you said you had a second point. Stand by. We'll bring you back for that, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to CorporateCasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm with you in studio. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
I want to tell you about TextFire, TextFire.com. That is where you can go. Let's say you are a small business owner. This is perfect for small business owners who want to be able to text people, like marketing messages or, you know, news about what's going on with the store and things like that. You can send text messages without having to log into a web-based admin system, and you can send your text messages out using real local numbers. They're not one of those short codes, you know,
yeah.
Like code 4044. No. It would actually have your area code, and it would look like a local number. Plus, your customers can also text back to you, and some TextFire clients even receive their orders through text message. You can have an unlimited subscriber list and use different lists for different types of customers or even a staff list, making it easy to communicate with different types of groups. Plus, there's a web interface where account admins can create lists, manage subscribers, and schedule their text messages. You can learn more by going to TextFire.com, TextFire.com, and since you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get 50% off your first month. Just text FTL to them at 877-792-7418. That's 877-792-7418. TextFire.com. TextFire. TextFire.com. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go back to Craig in Indiana listening to WIBC. I think you had a second point you wanted to make on the discussion about guns, where Salon Magazine is promoting to ban guns. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to reiterate what I was saying before, where you try to ban extended magazines, you go as far as banning AR-15 rounds, .223, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Like I said, you give the government an inch, they'll take a mile. You'll never get these rights back. Once they're gone, good luck getting them back, buddy.
Well, it's a danger with the government, but the fact is that gun owners have managed to claw more rights back from governments on state, local, and even federal levels in the last 20 years.
That to the people in Connecticut who had to line up not too long ago, many of them, and basically give up their information to
the state. I haven't seen the stats specifically with the New York and the Connecticut, the New York magazine ban and the Connecticut.
They do not feel more free in either of those two states.
If you live in New York and Connecticut, you didn't feel free in the first place.
Okay, I mean, but it's counter to what you're saying here.
I understand. There is some evidence counter to it.
You're talking about the assault ban that
went
away at
the
federal level.
With the big split in America, people are getting farther and farther apart on each other. Some states are getting more and more free. You take a look at Arizona. Their gun laws have gotten more free. Alaska's have gotten more free. They've gotten to look more like Vermont. And matter of fact, in many ways, in one way specifically, they're better than Vermont because there's actually still a license that you can take to other states to open carry. You can't get one from Vermont. So there are counter examples. All I'm saying is that America is getting more and more different. I think Al Gore was right. There are two Americas.
Thanks, Craig, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Carl. He's listening in Indiana to WIBC. Hey, Carl.
Hey there. I was wanting to talk about the lady earlier was saying, well, you have to have training to drive a car and a license and such. But just in the time I was waiting here, I found four legal cases stating that driving is the right to travel. And
there are cases that say that, but good luck convincing a police officer of that.
The right to travel thing
is a fascinating, I think, civil disobedience. I support people who exercise their right to travel. I myself have done some of that activism. But ultimately, it usually ends in you getting any kind of driving privileges suspended and having hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in fines. That ultimately, if you do not satisfy those extractions, you'll never be able to drive, at least until the police find you again.
Oh, I agree. It'd be quite costly to pursue that. But the Second Amendment's a right. The First Amendment's a right. Does the First Amendment require a license or an education or a...
No, certainly not. That's a great point.
I think that this is one of the best arguments against sort of the deification of the Constitution and the Founding Fathers is as if the Founding Fathers wanted to be entirely clear about the Second Amendment, they would have said the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. People should be able to keep weapons in the protection of themselves, their families, their businesses, and ultimately the government, because that's what a militia is, or something like that. They could have made it so much more clear, but instead they muddle the waters here with a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, as though those two terms can go together. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's a pretty clear comma in there, but yeah, it doesn't matter to anybody else. Anybody wants to grab guns, they say, militia, militia, militia. And that's all they say.
Yeah, that's a straw man argument.
Sure it is. Well, it's an argument made by people who do not understand the history of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is clear why they put it in there. The Second Amendment's in there to shoot government officials. That's what they did. I mean, in 1789, this Bill of Rights is ratified by these states. They had just gone through a Revolutionary War that had ended earlier in that decade. And earlier in the 1780s, they had just signed the treaties there, and they were shooting their government officials. So that's why the Second Amendment's in there. Nobody wants to say it anymore, and I certainly don't recommend it, and I don't think this is a particularly good way to make social changes anymore, but that's the reason they wrote it in.
And I often ask, is it the Bill of Rights or the Bill of Privileges?
Great question. What's the difference for our audience who doesn't know?
A right requires no permission.
Yes, exactly. And what you've seen government do is converting the rights to privileges. And when they do those sorts of things, and people don't object, and people just go along to get along, like the Connecticut gun owners who dutifully lined up and turned over their personal information and their guns to these government bureaucrats in Connecticut, that's why people don't have rights anymore, because they won't stand up for them. Hey, thanks for the call, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Before we go and continue with your calls, Mark, when you were talking about what you thought the Second Amendment should say, were you actually reading from the New Hampshire Bill of Rights?
Well, No, I was not specifically reading.
Because
from it,
was darn close what you said there. The New Hampshire Bill of Rights has this to say. Article 2A in the New Hampshire State Constitution Bill of Rights, quote, all persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their families, their property, and the state. Period. End of story.
Now, I would point
out, right? That's a lot better than the U.S. government.
It's better, but it's also a lot newer. It was written in the 1980s, and that's one of the reasons that it's clear. Now, it's not true. In New Hampshire, you do not have the right, and did not in when it was written,
It does say all persons.
All persons. Convicted felons are persons, and New Hampshire's had laws on the books significantly older than this 1980s revision of the 2A that disallowed felons from carrying guns. So I don't understand why they wrote it, but they did.
Wow, I'm amazed that you were right about this. This was 1982, and they wrote that. So New Hampshire had no right to bear arms up until 1982?
I don't know what they have. They probably
I wonder what the history of that is.
This is a revision.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Discussing guns, the proposal from Salon.com is to ban them entirely. And I don't think we've really gotten through that. I'd like to hear.
That article's basically done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So pretty much the thrust of the article was guns are dangerous, so they should be banned?
That's it. I mean, what argument is there from the gun grabbers?
I, that's why I'm asking. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to advocate to ban guns, I want to hear not only why, but how you're going to accomplish that. Because it's one thing to call for, we need to ban guns. Well, what exactly are you going to do about that? Because drugs have been banned for a long time. There are a lot of illegal drugs out there, and they haven't lessened in any way, shape, or form. There's plenty of drugs available. As long as people want drugs, there will be people who will supply them. And similarly, as long as people want guns, there will be guns to be acquired.
Well, there's a ban on murder, but murders still exist, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, should we not ban murder? It's bad. Guns are for killing. That would be the argument.
Well, guns are not for killing. They're for defending oneself, in my opinion. And ultimately, that is what they're mostly used for, is successful self-defense.
Well, I suppose they could be used as a defense against a knife or something like that, but aren't guns mostly used to defend against other guns?
I wouldn't know if they are mostly used against other guns.
Because if a gun is used as an offensive weapon to go after somebody and a gun is used as a defensive weapon to protect oneself in each situation, then you can't say most guns are used for defense, because you would say that, you know, they would, in each instance, they would cancel each other out. There's one gun used for offense, one gun used for defense.
No, I don't think it's true, Mark, that most guns are used against other guns. I don't have any statistics for that, but I don't think that's true. I think that, you know, there, let's say, for instance, you've got a situation where somebody's thinking about robbing a bank or a fast food joint or something like that, and there's a guy standing in there open carrying a firearm. Well, if that guy was just going to rob the fast food joint with a knife or his hand in his pocket or something like that, pointing it like it might be holding a gun or whatever, there's all kinds of instances where someone having a gun and openly displaying the gun can actually prevent things from even occurring in the first place.
Chances are good you're not going to rob a place if there happens to be a guy with a gun in his hip in it.
And, you know, your average crack addict who is robbing somebody on the streets probably isn't using a gun, but might be more willing to use a knife or some more available tool like that. But that would be an interesting question if somebody does know the answer. 855-450-FREE, and in how many instances of some sort of robbery situation or violent scene is a gun used versus another gun?
See, my
versus
position
other
is
weapons.
That let's lay out the facts here, and if we find out that guns are a net negative, then let's eliminate the Second Amendment, because in my opinion, the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And if you're going to work with a rule book that says shall not be infringed, you need to change the rules. There's a system for changing the rules. These 20,000 gun laws they have in this country, as far as I'm concerned, are unconstitutional. A business should be able to ban guns from their property if that's what they wish to do, but I'd point out that the Colorado shooting occurred, the Aurora, Colorado shooting occurred in a theater that had done just that.
That's true. Let's go to John. He's in Washington, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hey, John.
Felons. What? The right of the people to the felons, right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed, should be extended to felons. They're people. They're citizens.
Totally
they
agree.
The right. They what's that?
I totally agree. Felons absolutely should have the right.
I'd create a caveat, and I think that there's an argument against what you're saying. So in, I think it's the 13th Amendment. I'll make my argument if you'll give it to me. Okay. I'm a felon. All right? In the 13th Amendment, it said that basically it outlaws involuntary servitude except for the cases of a crime. So my contention would be is if it is the law of the land that a felon cannot carry a gun after they've been convicted, then that is, in fact, a form of involuntary servitude. The state is creating a state of slavery for you. And that if the rule that was the rules going in, then it's a specific rule for coming out. I would what I would say is that there should be an easy path for felons to get their rights returned to them after, say, 5 years. But I think that there's an excellent legal argument in America for felons not being able to have guns. You wouldn't say that people in prison should be able to have guns, but they've got rights, right?
You can't call it a legal argument. You talk about changing the amendment or changing the Constitution through amendment. That's the legal argument. If you're going to create a law or people are going to pass a law overriding the Second Amendment, right, just a law, then you have extended that ability for everybody else to just write a law to pass over the Second Amendment.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. When I was talking about repealing the Second Amendment, I say that should, if somebody believes that guns are bad, they should work towards appealing this rule that says everybody should have the right to keep and bear arms.
What you were talking about specifically
is felons, and I'm telling you that the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States says something to the effect of that basically they can't take your I'm reading it right here. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. So what I'm telling you is that they have all this state already existed of people not being able to possess guns that were convicted of a felony before I committed my felony. So therefore, I think it is legal. And there's a good legal argument that I shouldn't be able to carry a gun. What I would contend is in fact, that.
Well, then I'm sorry to interrupt, but then your argument is nullified by parole or probation. That's involuntary servitude.
Well, Okay, I don't think you're understanding.
You're being confusing, though, Mark. So you're saying there's a legal argument, but you're not making that argument. You're just saying someone could make a legal argument backing up what's happening.
I'll make a legal argument, if that's what you want
me to
make.
So you think that people who are felons should not be able to have a gun within a certain time frame after being released from jail?
Well, why are you saying, people are people, and they have rights, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that people in prison should be able to have guns to protect themselves?
No.
Why?
Because they're convicted. They're serving a sentence.
They're okay. under controlled circumstances.
Their citizenship is nullified.
Once they get let out, shouldn't they be able to have guns? I mean, that's what I think. John, don't you agree with that?
Completely.
Thank you for the call, John. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You're saying they shouldn't, Mark?
I'm saying that, for one, I think it's impractical to discuss that. You know, like, people aren't going to say, you know what we should do? We should let felons, on the day they get out, go to a gun store and buy some guns. They're not going to go for that. So let's stop advocating for stupid things. Let's advocate for smart things. I'm making the argument that, essentially, when you are a felon... Well, hold on, listen to me. You ask me what the legal argument is. I'm going to make the legal argument. The legal argument is everybody who's convicted of a felony in the United States has a life sentence. That life sentence is they may not have guns.
That's not okay.
Well, I don't care whether you like the law or not. I'm making a legal argument. Uh-huh. If you want my opinion...
But it's not what you actually believe. I want to know what you think.
Okay. My opinion is that it would be very practical to say, if somebody has been released from all forms of confinement, that includes probation, parole, incarceration, and everything, mm-hmm. for 5 years, and they've shown for 5 years that they will not, they have not been convicted of another crime, they may then have their rights restored to them.
So put them in jeopardy for that whole period of time.
They're in jeopardy in prison. Right?
Yeah.
Why don't they get to have their guns in prison? We're only talking about when they can have their guns, not if they can have their guns. Does that not make sense? Until you advocate for convicts to be able to carry assault rifles, you are not taking the pro-gun stance, okay? So, you're only taking the, well, they shouldn't have guns in prison stance, okay? I'm saying they shouldn't be able to have guns on probation and parole and 5 years after
but
prison.
But we already know that somebody who wants to go out and commit a crime is going to go ahead and get the gun anyway. So, what about the guy who's getting out of prison and there's some gang that wants to come after him and he needs to protect himself? Why shouldn't he be able to? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I say if they let you out, you should have all your rights back. It's Free Talk Live. You served your time.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-647-9959. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-647-9959. That's 1-800-647-9959. 1-800-647-9959.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Apparently there's some kind of Democrat debate going on tonight, I hear.
Yep.
I suspect they did not invite Vermin Supreme to participate, however, did they?
Probably not. No. He's the guy with River Boot on his head.
Yeah, I won't be tuning in then.
He'd make it for a better debate.
My God, it would be so much fun if they let Vermin debate.
I think that the Democratic National Convention really showed its committee, showed its true colors when it made it so that Bernie Sanders didn't have access to the Democratic mailing list or whatever the heck they've got there.
The fix is in.
Yeah, the fix is in, for real. And look, I'm not some huge Sanders fan. I will come out and I will tell you right now I endorse him for the Democratic nomination. I would like to see him as the nominee simply because I consider him to be a more authentic individual than Hillary, and those appear to be the two that are have any chance at all.
Mm.
I frankly think that Hillary's a really poor choice for the Democrats. She's got so many scandals in her past, and it's like everybody just wants to overlook them. You got to look at the world and look at the election through the scope of negative campaigning. Hillary Clinton is a negative campaigner's dream come true. You can just keep on laying out the terrible things and pounding them home. You don't have to make any other points. She's an awful candidate.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. There's been a lot of discussion about gun bans tonight, specifically the idea that Salon.com is promoting to literally ban guns.
Literally.
For people in the United States. How they'd go about doing that, of course, is not explained in the story. And so maybe you'd like to explain the how side. It's the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
He does explain it, but I don't like his explanation. I mean, it wasn't worth mentioning. If you want his explanation, I'll give it to you.
Well, I was looking for something fresh. I mean, I don't know. I haven't read the story, so okay. You basically told me the summary of the article.
He wants to ban new people from buying guns.
Well, that wouldn't ban guns, then, would it?
It's a ridiculous idea. It's a ridiculous article. I haven't yet to hear.
You should have told me that before, Mark.
The
Thanks
good
for
arguments out there for banning guns.
All right, well, let's go to the phones here. Ray's on the line, listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
First of all, the total ban of guns has got to be about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Generations of hunters would obviously never stand for such a thing. And I guess my original thought goes back to, what do you think about felons owning guns, and should violent felons be able to ever own a gun? It was an argument.
Weren't you on hold, like, 10 minutes ago when we were just talking about that? I'm sorry. But yes, we think that generally, I think on this show, Mark, I don't want to put words in your mouth because normally you do speak in favor of felons owning guns. Generally, Free Talk Live hosts agree that felons should be able to own guns, although we did just learn from Mark that he thinks there should be a five-year time window.
I think that's the only practical solution is what
I would
say.
Well, what do you want to see happen?
But violent felons probably should never own a gun. We can agree.
Well, why? Do you think people can change?
Well, let me make that argument, though. You say they should not, but you understand that we live in the real world where I am a violent felon. You're talking to a person who was convicted of a violent felony when he was 17
years
old.
You spent 9 years in prison.
I spent 9 years in prison. I am 44 years old now. And do you believe or do you not believe that if I wanted to get a gun by the end of the night that I could do it?
Obviously, you should be able to do it.
Then why make your dumb law?
Why make the law? I agree that maybe there should be a process in which you can come back and legally own a gun, but it shouldn't be, 5 years, probation, now I can get a gun.
Okay, well, why? You're not answering the question. Why make your dumb law? Why make the dumb law? You're not going to stop me. If I want to go out and rob a liquor store tonight, you can't. Your law isn't going to stop me. If I go out and rob a liquor store, I'm going to have one more charge, but the same sentence as somebody who didn't have a previous felony. So I'm going to the same thing's going to happen.
Person and apply that to the general population of prisoners.
What's that?
You're going to take one reformed person yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you, why make a dumb law about it? We already, robbing liquor stores is already illegal.
Preventative measures. Yes.
It's not preventative. I just told you, by the end of the night, I can have a gun. And if I wanted to, I could.
Right, and it's illegal.
You're not preventing anything.
That's illegal for you to do, Mark, but it won't prevent you from doing it.
The only thing it does prevent me from doing it. I do not go out and buy a gun because I don't want to go to prison. You're stopping.
No, wait, listen to me. It doesn't prevent you from robbing a liquor store, which is the point you were making.
It prevents you from getting the gun because it only prevents felons who wouldn't use the gun in the commission of a felony from getting a gun.
It prevents you from getting the gun because you wouldn't rob a liquor store. But if you wanted to rob a liquor store, the laws would not prevent you from doing that.
Right. All it does is prevent me from defending myself against the bad felons out, me and my family against the bad felons out there.
So what's the point, Ray?
The point is that hopefully a felon not being able to buy a gun may prevent the crime.
I'm sick of your hope.
What's the evidence?
Your hope is putting my family in danger.
Maybe it works.
How many percent of the time does it get my kid killed?
Wait a minute. Who locked you up and why?
Oh, now it's me. Now I'm killing my kid. Is that what you're saying? You've got the stupid law that does this job 1% of the time.
You just gun right.
I did lose my gun rights. Absolutely. You're going to lose yours, too, if you advocate for mine going away. Don't worry. As you add, the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem out there, first they came for the socialists, and I wasn't a socialist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. Don't worry. Your gun rights are going away, too, pal, just because you're advocating for mine to go away.
So basically, Ray, what you're saying is you're willing to put Mark's family and all the other families of every other felon in danger because there might be 1% of felons who would otherwise go out and run out and get a gun who are not doing so because it's illegal. That's what you're saying?
Violent felons, yes. That is what I'm saying.
If you knew I was a violent felon and you knew which neighborhood I lived in and you knew which house I lived in and you were a burglar or an armed burglar, which house would you break into? Would you break into mine because we don't have guns?
Probably not the violent felon.
Yeah, it does seem like an unwise in that way, but
the affluent neighborhood where maybe
you're saying
they
I don't
have
an affluent
gun,
neighborhood. You don't have any idea whether I live in an affluent neighborhood.
There's all kinds of felons out there.
You.
They're not all.
I'm not,
not
talking
all
about you. I'm saying
if you know a house is unarmed, dude. If my neighbors know my house is unarmed, it makes me less safe, right? Yes.
I think you should actually ask a bunch of felons.
Yes, yes. It makes you less safe.
It'd be interesting to see, and thank you for the call tonight, Ray. It'd be interesting to see, you know, what felons actually would say, right? Like, okay, you're a felon. Now, is the law actually stopping you from going and getting a gun? Mark, you're saying it wouldn't stop you if you wanted to go and get a gun. What would other felons say to that?
I don't think that it stops. The only felons it's going to stop are the felons, logically, the only felons it's going to stop from getting a gun are the felons that want to go straight. I've met plenty.
He says there could be 1% of felons who want to go get a gun, who want to commit a crime with it, who would not get the gun because it's
illegal. His suggestion, not to want to commit a crime, but, like, you know, crimes of passion and stuff like that, that's what he's saying. Is like, what if you've been at home drinking and you and your spouse get into a dispute, and because, you know, we now let felons, violent felons, own guns, then, you know, there's that 1% of them that is going to shoot their wife. That's the suggestion.
Let's talk to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, James.
Yeah, speaking of big guns, your former roommate...
Are we talking about my arms here? Boom, bam!
Your former roommate, Ian...
The gun show.
...would find me so interesting that he'd ask me to stay over on his after show many a time, because he knows I like to converse about serious issues. Just as a boo-hoo, woe is you, Mark, a person that was an accessory to murder during and after the fact doesn't have a right to bear arms. But you're living in such involuntary servitude. I hear you're doing really well now. Good for you. Where's the guy that was the victim of your crime?
Do you think me not being there would have made a difference?
I asked you a question.
He's dead. It's a murder.
Okay, very good.
It was a murder. Somebody killed somebody.
That's what the 17-year-old did, that you're so off.
No, I didn't kill anybody. No, that's not accurate.
Given that you take the 9/11 on Truther's word for it, I should love for you to publicly announce the phone number of the cops that you called because you're afraid I'm going to blow up your house. It's too bad it hasn't happened to you already, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody
should call James.
Yeah, this guy has threatened to, you know, set my house on fire and a variety of things. This is a nut, and I'm so glad he called in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why felons should be able to own guns. Because, as a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, every once in a while some lunatic gets a wild hair up their butt and thinks that they're going to do things to people. Well, that's my guy. Right there. That loony. James in Arizona. And should I not be able to have some kind of arsenal at my house to protect myself from this guy? I consider him a threat against me and my family. He mentions my wife and child and talks about blowing up our house.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a little bit of good news. People are being let out of prison. We'll explain why. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.